Hey, it's Sam. Welcome back. It's part three of three, my interview with Pastor Shane Harden of Branches Church here in Loveland, Ohio. When we last heard part two, I was just passionately calling parents morons, which is, of course, perfect for a spiritual podcast, right? Can't you feel God just working through me? Shane calms me down a little bit, and then we go on to some other very poignant stuff, and I hope you're getting a lot out of this because Shane's got a lot to offer, baby. And when the hope tank is low, you know where to go. The Everyday is Saturday podcast. Here you go. Part three of three with my interview with my buddy Shane Harden. Enjoy.
Oh, okay. Craziness. I mean, you see them yelling and screaming. I remember I ran cross country in high school, and I remember running through the hills of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Back then, and friends of mine, they would have their dads would stand on the side yelling at us and just screaming their head off as we ran by, and then they'd run to another part of the race.
Yeah.
And I'd see them again, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you are following us.
Yeah.
To yell and scream at us. And it wasn't like an encouraging thing. It was, you know,
sure,
suck it up.
And, yeah. And it's cross country. Nobody cares about cross country. You know, those the guys that didn't play football and basketball.
Yeah,
cross country.
It was one tough sport. But
I'm kidding.
I know you
I'm
are.
Kidding.
But go ahead.
What were we gonna say?
I was just gonna say, you know, thinking of our topic on healing, I have experienced recently some incredible stories that I cannot wrap my arms around in anything of this world. Like, it has to be supernatural. A woman from our church was just recently healed from endometrial cancer. It was a really, really rough prognosis. The first surgery, they didn't get everything. And I mean, her scans have come back clear, cancer free. But what I've seen in it beyond the healing, which is awesome, is her ability to say, you know what, even if I hadn't been healed, which I've heard you say before with Susan, even if Susan wasn't, it didn't make it, I still would have to acknowledge that I've gained so much about encouragement of people. My faith has been strengthened. God has blessed me with so many other things. And she said that meant even if I was going to die with this cancer, I had this peace that came over me that I never thought I would have in my lifetime. And she's being baptized this weekend, which is so incredible.
Oh,
cool.
Wow. Can you say her age or no?
Grew up Catholic. She's in her 60s.
Getting baptized for the first time or?
So she was baptized as an infant in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
But she said, I want to do it because now this is my faith in Christ. I'm making a decision publicly about what I believe in Christ. And back then it was done for me. I was a baby. I couldn't really wrap my arms around it. And so I think what's so cool is seeing this faith come alive, just like in the book of Acts, in the Bible. It's called the book of Acts because they actually did things. They went out and these were the great acts of God. And it was all around healings and how it grew our faith. And so when I think of her life and I think of, you know, Carrie Langdon making it through his.
Yeah, he looks great. He's in our church too.
Quadruple bypass and little baby Zachary, who's been healed from Crohn's disease at, you know, 2 years old, not even 2 years old.
Wow.
And diagnosed with a lifetime of Crohn's, and he's in remission right now.
He was in children's for a while, right?
A long time.
Yeah.
But all of that, and when you look at it, yes, the healing happened in all those people, but what happened with all the people around them was this ripple effect of faith. People are like, whoa, God did that. And how do I taste some of that? You know, I really want to be, and that's when I see the thousands. I have no idea how many lives Susan has probably already touched in her lifetime.
Yeah.
The ripple effect is so great. And I want to thank you and Angela too, one, for allowing us in this journey with you. I mean, not that you're not a social media person, but
yeah, but even that was a bit, because I opened up my Facebook page completely to the public. It's as if it's just a regular website page now, because it wasn't an easy decision to do, because you get a lot of commentary and private messages about what you should do or shouldn't do. But what you're about to say, I think, I'll let you finish, is that it's allowed a lot of people kind of into the inner sanctum of what it's like to go through a journey like this.
You've allowed us to see it. And I mean, what's wild is none of us have been allowed in the NICU with you. And yet we all feel like we've been in the NICU with you. And from the day that you heard her first cry to holding her giraffe to you guys holding her or
But that's a two-way street as well, because we've allowed everybody into the NICU with us, you know.
Right.
And we read every comment. Can't reply to hardly any of them, but we read every single one from all over the world and all the prayers that people send. And there's some dark days when you go through this process. I can't say that I've ever sat around outside of those first few days. It was kind of tough, because you're like, damn it, this is happening again.
Right.
We lost a baby at 19 weeks, and now we're getting one taken away at 24. Why? You know? Because we've done everything right, you know. We're not out boozing it up or smoking or doing drugs or anything like that. I mean, golly, we're all in bed at like 9 o'clock around here, you know, and we try to live right, you know. What's that?
You are exciting people. You're just downplaying it.
We just do it during the day, right? but then that first week was difficult, but then I said, you know, it wouldn't be congruent with what I try to teach, is be as transparent as a glass of water, if I didn't at least share the feelings from day one as I did day 90, you know. And I was hoping it turned out to be one of those good stories, and it appears to be it's going to end up that way. You know, we were out shopping yesterday at Bye Bye Baby and had the kids looking at stuff, and we're buying baby stuff, which seems crazy at 46. I mean, Frank Gifford of Ohio, man. As I keep saying, I'm the Frank Gifford of Ohio. But I think this whole healing.
Do you know how this happens? Do you know how babies are made?
I don't.
Because that's another podcast.
That is a podcast. We can have that show too. We can actually have that show. By the way, if you need a refill on your beer, let me know. I'll get you one in a minute here. God, do you hate coming in here? You got to do this.
I love it. I've missed you, and I really.
You're like a human dartboard, though. It's just too easy to throw, you know, but that's a good metaphor for Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. You know, we just keep throwing darts at the pastor during the podcast, and it's so much fun to do.
You know, I've admired so much of what you're doing and allowing faith to be part of this.
Yeah.
And
you have to have faith, though, don't you? I mean, God, I know, it's so easy.
But there are people out there.
I can't imagine not having faith.
I know, but there are people out there walking around. There's people listening right now to your podcast, and they're going, you know what? I don't believe in anything except the power of myself. It's all with whatever I can do, whatever. I mean, think of the self-help stuff that you know, because you're on the circuit.
Yeah, but I used to be that guy, too, though.
I know.
I used to be that guy. I thought I could
cure
cancer myself.
Right.
Yeah. God. These people you share the stage with are crazy, man. Not all of them, but some of them.
It's all in the power is in you, you know,
and
honestly, the power is in me only if Jesus has put his spirit in me. And that's a hard thing to do. I mean, if it was left up to me for the blessings that are in my life, there wouldn't be anything special. There's nothing really special about me except Jesus in me. So that's the part that I'm thankful for, but I'm also incredibly sad for the world that lives without it. And
absolutely,
it's what drives me. It's what keeps me in the ministry and helps me to be able to continue to go from this day to the next day and start writing another message for this week. And
yeah, but you do what you do best. I do 3 or 4 podcasts a day now. I just rip them out. 15 minutes or so, you write a new sermon, which is amazing because you have the video, and the people don't give enough credit. I mean, there's a video that always plays along with the message. There's a well-thought-out message. You and Matt choreograph it. You brought people up from the congregation this past weekend to give their testimonies about what the church means to them. A lot of thought goes into that, you know? And I just think when people see a pastor or a church or a message, they think, well, they're just spewing that stuff. There's so much that goes into it, man. You know, we all have, my point was with my podcast and what we all have a gift. We all have a spiritual gift. And some people, when they don't, at least in my opinion, when they don't plug into the source, which is Jesus Christ himself and the creator that gave them that gift, you'll always wander around aimlessly wondering what your gift is, you know?
Right.
And I think when you finally plug into that, it's not this, oh, problem. It took me 40 years to figure out what I wanted to do and do a lot of, but it also took me 40 years to really surrender, you know?
You know the saying, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Yeah.
And I really think that that's it. I mean, there's people out there, they're aiming at nothing and they're walking around going, why am I empty? Why am I lonely? Why does life suck? Why yeah. there's no purpose? I have no significance.
Yeah.
And I do pictures of people. I'm a photographer and yes. I love doing that. It's actually something that I feel like God gave me just to help keep that side of my brain alive. And I love doing it. And I met this guy the other day. He's a dad of 6 children. He's a president of a company and they do very well, extremely well. And, financially.
Yeah.
And, he said to me, that he was looking for a new company to buy. And I said, well, why? I mean, you just told me you have this great job. He's like, yeah, but I'm the president of a company owned by somebody else.
Yeah.
And he said, so here I am working and, doing all of this just so I can build the legacy for this owner.
Yeah.
And when it's done,
yeah,
he'll be this incredible significant. And so what I heard in his voice was this longing to have, yeah, a legacy for his 6 children and all of that, but really a significance in this world. And,
yeah,
and that comes from, that's put inside of us by the Lord. He wants us to long for significance, but the greatest part of that is a significance for him. And,
sure.
And so, you know, already we know that with Susan not doing anything, she's brought significance to her
a
life.
Lot of people. Yeah. And her life as well. Absolutely.
You know, and, that's what I hear you saying is that these days have brought such a richness in you that it goes beyond just, someone in the hospital.
We never even knew. Talk about significance. Yeah. I mean, we never even knew the NICU existed.
Right.
Let alone the nurses now that we feel like are almost family.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That
they'll be forever connected.
We see them every day for 90 straight days and probably another 30 at least, maybe 50, 60 more days. So you might be in there 150 days, you know.
That's amazing.
Think about how much you see the same person every day for 150 days. It's hard not to have a relationship with them, you know.
I was going to ask you, so does it seem possible that many days have happened?
I don't even, it's wild. Some days I look and think, wow, that went fast. And then other days I think Laura had a birthday. Obviously Susan had a birthday in there. We celebrated Labor Day, Columbus Day coming up on Thanksgiving. School started, first quarter ended, report cards came out. That's kind of how we benchmark our lives. Football season's come and gone in the high school system in Ohio, which is huge here. It's like, yeah, it definitely seems that long because Ange and I were going to the NICU in shorts and a tank top, and now we're going in overcoats because it's 30 degrees. When you just, but also, metaphorically speaking, life is a season.
Right.
Seasons of our life come and go, whether it's relationships, jobs, money, things like that. And it's if you look at each quarter or so of life as a season, I always joke around. I look at the oil change sticker. I'm just so crazy. This is what I do. You get your oil change. It gives you 90 days out, 3 months. Get your oil change. If you were to get it November 15th, come back December, January, February 15th, you're going to get your oil change. Well, God, I always think, February 15th, that's only 3 months away. And then February, when I get it changed again, it's so bone-chilling cold and it's gray outside. I'm like, wow, May 15th, that's only 3 months away. And when I do that with Susan, I think, wow, Christmas is only now a month and a half away. And they told us that if everything were to go swimmingly well, she might come home for Christmas, you know?
Wow.
And when you look at it, yes, it does feel like it's been that long because I see it wearing on Angela to drive every day. She goes in the morning, I go in the afternoon, and she's also breastfeeding, pumping every 3 hours. Every 3 hours, 8 times a day throughout the day.
Whoa.
3 in the morning, 6 in the morning, midnight, 10 at night. And we have a whole freezer full of frozen breast milk for when Susan comes home. And she feeds her in the NICU as well. So all of that.
Now, do you breastfeed in the afternoons?
I'm on the shift in the evening. I'm third shift. Okay. So I do it all, man. I do it all.
You're
I don't want to give the impression I don't do it all.
Renaissance man.
Yeah. Yeah. The male breastfeeder. God, this show went south in such a hurry. You know, you took this at the 50-minute mark and completely crushed the show. Terrible. Leave it to you, man. Leave it to you. But I think the encouraging, we can wrap a bow around this show, is that it's all just a season. Yeah. Healing. Healing's going to be a season. Now, your healing season may take 3 days. Someone else, it may take 3 years.
Or maybe in another lifetime of eternity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think you're right. And I think I always wanted that million-dollar answer. Always. Give me the real answer, man. I don't want to know that we can't answer that. I want the answer. But the more I grow in my own journey and my own faith, especially what's happened with our baby, I don't need the answers. I just don't. You know, I just, because I know I'm not going to get them probably, and that's not a bad thing. It's just accept what we got right now, and so many people want more. Like, I always want more. I just want more. That's just me, though. I mean, I need to know why something works, you know, why that light right there is getting turned on and how it works. But I'm okay with not having all the answers, you know, because my job is to impact lives all around the world with this very narrow message of every day. It's that very narrow in scope, the entrepreneur, not the employee, the entrepreneur. That's it. I'm not good at speaking to employees. I know that now. Before, I wanted to have the answers for employees as well. I can't do that. It's just not my talent anymore. So conversely, with God, I don't need all the answers. I just don't. I got four healthy kids. What else do I need, you know?
That blows my mind that Sam Crowley is able to say that. Because 10 years ago when I met you.
Yeah. I wanted every answer right then.
I mean, even 2 years ago, you would have said, come on, though. This is Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. God's Santa Claus. He doesn't exist because no one can see him.
But I mean, that it is an amazing part of your journey.
But I think that gives other people hope, too, that are a little bit on. I was never on the fence about God. I have a lot of homosexual friends and transgender and think people that are atheists. Now that I've put myself out there speaking internationally, all these people come into the environment and they want to, hey, Sam, I mean, God doesn't like transgender. God doesn't like homosexual. God doesn't like atheists. I mean, what did you think? I signed up for this life to be hated and discriminated against? So I'm bringing the questions from them now.
Right.
You know, because I want to keep these people as friends.
Right.
But
God loves
them.
That's
a whole, I mean, God will go another hour, but he does love them.
Yeah, but way to bring on a whole nother show. Is that a teaser for the sequel?
Transgender, bisexual, homosexual, atheists. Let's touch upon all of them in the next Everyday Saturday podcast. Yes. Let's just tackle it
Sounds like a sequel for sure.
Oh, wow. We'll tackle it all, man. We'll tackle it all.
We don't want to leave, though, without saying God does love them.
He does.
All. He loves us all.
He does love us all.
We'll leave it at that for now.
And our baby is living proof of that, and so am I, so are you. So
thank God he loves us.
Right. Imagine imagine what life would be like if he didn't. Yeah. You know? Every day would be Monday, don't you think, Shane?
Hey, it's been great being back, Sam Crowley.
You got it, buddy. Well, when are you coming back?
Let's do it soon.
Yeah, here we go. You can't nail you down for a date, though. You're always like, in fairness to me, I got to just take another shot at you. It's Tuesday, 9 o'clock. How's that work? Let's just put it down. You've said that six times, and it didn't work.
Well,
why do you lie? That's a commandment.
A couple of those times.
Why are you breaking a commandment for a podcast?
A couple of those times you were unavailable.
Oh, please. Here we go.
You used some excuse of going to the hospital.
Therapy. We both need couples, podcast, pastor therapy. That's it, man. When the counselor becomes the counselee, all right?
Got it.
We're going to send you, because this is all your fault.
If they could see my bald head turning red right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, great to have your bald head back into the podcast studio, Shane. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
And gracing us with your presence, no pun intended.
Great to be back.
Isn't it great that you have grace? That you,
I hope
you know,
so.
God forgives you for not showing up the past six times. It's awesome. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, for Shane Harden. We will see you next time on the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.